a little bit more music I was into at the time and stuff I wanted to be playing. And so I found Blake, who was one of my friends from school, and I know he was a drummer. He actually goes to Kappa for drums. And at the time, Luke was also going to Kappa. He switched to Alderlace this year. And I've known Luke for a while. In fact, one of my old band, By the Process Elimination's first shows, we played with his old band, Electric Army, which he's not in currently.
You guys already have quite a Wikipedia entry in the making here. I mean, it's great to have that kind of experience. Tell me about your playing, you said, in a jazz funk band?
I used to be the bassist for the Pittsburgh group, Funky Fly Project, but I left the band a couple years ago. To do some other stuff. I just bumped the mic. But yeah.
Tell me, Luke, about the bass you're playing, because it's a little different than what people might be imagining as they listen.
Oh, yeah. So I'm playing a Schecter Raiden Special.
I just noticed you switched to guitar, too, as I said that. I couldn't see.
I'm playing guitar on this next
song.
It's a Schecter Raiden Special. They actually discontinued the model a while back, but I love this bass, honestly. I got a really good deal on it whenever I bought it, and I just absolutely love the tone of it. And I've done a few modifications, which is like with the volume knobs, but it's treated me very well over this period of time.
Yeah, is it a bit longer than most basses?
It's about average size for a bass, in my opinion.
Interesting, because it has the fretboard looks longer, but it might be an illusion.
It is 24 frets, so okay. I mean that can add like another inch.
That may be the case. And let's make sure we give Blake a chance to get a word in edgewise, too. Do you want to tell me a bit about yourself?
Well, I've been a drummer for quite a while. I started back in third grade, so it's been around 6-7 years that I've been playing. And I really enjoy playing drums, especially drum set, because a lot of the music that I enjoy to listen to is on drum set. And when Ethan asked me to be in this band, I felt really happy that he asked me to do this, because I've been looking for a band and this has been going pretty well. So now I'm happy that I'm playing drum set for this band. But I'm also in an orchestra outside of school, outside of this band, where I play orchestral percussion, and it's just great.
And are you playing things like timpani, or what do you play in band?
I play timpani, marimba, vibraphone, auxiliary percussion, snare drum, bass drum, and a plethora of all other orchestral percussion instruments.
That's great. And you're majoring in percussion at Kappa,
yes.
Or drums. Ethan, what about you?
I'm a vocalist.
Vocalist, and you're singing beautifully. And Luke, you love music. You have gone to Alderdice. Now, is bass your primary instrument?
Bass is my primary instrument. Even though I started on guitar almost 10 years ago, I decided to pick up bass in 2014, and that's become more my primary instrument.
Great. We're going to hear another song. Good thing, too. I'll clear my throat as you're singing. But Ethan and Blake and Luke together are known as Colorblind Coding Band. And Ethan, what's the name of the song you're about to do?
We're going to be doing a cover of the Nirvana song, All Apologies.
Okay, here they are again, Colorblind Coding Band.
What else should I be? All apologies. What else can I say? Everyone is gay. What else can I write? I don't have the right. What else can I be? All apologies. In the sun, I feel your love. In the sun, I was like you, easily amused. Found my nest of salt, everything's my fault. I'll take all the blame, awkwardly from shame. Sun kiss, razor burn, choking on the ashes of a runaway. In the sun, I feel as one. In the sun, Mary. All in all is all we are. All in all is all we are. All in all is all we are. All in all is all we are.
Color Blind Coding. From August 12th, 2017. City of Pittsburgh teens, Ethan Blake and Luke, teens at the time of that performance. Live music with Devilish Mary is coming up. We'd like to welcome a brand new affiliate to our broadcast today. We're really proud to welcome KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, and Phoenix at 90.7 FM, a new radio station serving the community, and we're happy to be with you this morning, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, Alexis Thompson, and in a moment, Devilish Mary. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
CEO of all this business in my head. Puppet. master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed.
There, you've got Jorma Kaukonen at the Saturday Light Brigade. I was going to say I see five old friends. I actually only see two and a half of them because they're out in our large studio and our curtain is eclipsing them ever so slightly, but I'll get a chance to be out there with them in a minute. Who? Devilish Mary, that's who. The Saturday Light Brigade comes together with the support of a very hardworking staff. Tad Whistle is our manager of special programs. Deanna Beringer, staff educator. Staff educator Britt Hafley. Director of operations Robert Gray. Director of development Susan Blackman. Associate producer and community engagement coordinator Alexis Thompson, Morgan McCray, and Lance Wellborn are leading our youth advisory council. Janessa Schuler, director of programs. Chad Green, manager of distribution and production, or production and distribution. Frederick Kowski, senior staff educator. Ricky Berger, executive producer, and this is Larry Berger.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, I am thrilled that this group is here to play for us this morning, and simply that they are playing together more and more and more. In fact, you'll get a chance to hear them during Art All Night coming up. I think we're ready to go. I've lost line of sight with Chad for a minute. Looks like we're all set. Please join me as we get ready to welcome Devilish Mary. Thank you.
Devilish Mary here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and how good it is to see all of you, and how amazing it is to be in a space where you fit. I'm going to say hi to each of you individually so folks get a picture of what it is that you're playing, and I'll start with Jeff.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be back at Saturday Light Brigade. I wish you could be here and see us set up in the round. It's really cool for us to be playing, like, facing each other. This is a great new space, Larry.
Thanks. Yeah, we would have you in a semicircle or maybe even like 20 degrees of a circle. That's about all the room we had before. Now we have all the space, which is wonderful. I haven't had a chance. Well, everybody really, except for Sue and Jeff, I haven't seen Jan or Ellie or Burr in a long time. We'll say hello to Jan.
So, hi. Yeah, it's great. And I like playing in a circle because I can see everyone.
Yeah, that's a big help, isn't it?
It's huge because you just don't listen, but you listen with your eyes and you listen with your whole body.
And you're going to be playing fiddle throughout the morning.
Right, I do.
Excellent. And I have to ask you how your son's doing.
He's a theater professor.
Still at Coastal Carolina.
Right.
I mention that because one of our writers from the last hour was somebody said, tell them about your circus studies that you're currently doing. And she is an aerialist. And I said, go out there and talk to the woman who has a fiddle. She might be able to give you some tips. So I don't know if she approached you or not.
Well, fiddle is less compromising in terms of physicality than climbing ropes and doing aerials.
I just figured from Ben you might have some tips.
Yeah, well, you use your whole body, you use your face. The program that he's teaching in relies on mask traditions from Italy and Japan, and it also relies on Lucille Ball.
Yeah, and I don't mean to bring Ben Soda is the son I'm talking about, but he's not part of Devilish Mary, although he's part of Jan, so I wanted to bring that up. Burr Beard, who I think we've known each other, it's been a long time, it's been about 40 years. So nice to see you here with the Hammered Dulcimer. How have you been?
I've been great. Yeah, it's great to be playing out again and with this band. Everybody's doing different stuff. My wife and I live in Mount Holly Springs near Carlisle now.
Thank you for being in all the way. Some people don't exactly know what a hammered dulcimer is who are listening, and I think once they hear the sound, they'll recognize it. But can you describe the instrument?
Yeah, it's a trapezoidal box. I have 82 strings, two strings per course, and a treble bridge dividing the notes by a fifth interval and then another fifth to the bass bridge. But, you know, when we were playing in the early days, we were frenetic. We played really fast and just played the tunes. But as I got to know the instrument better over the years, I start, you know, if I don't play the tunes on Sue's songs, I do melody, but I play it like a piano because it's the ancestor of the piano, one of the first string instruments spread out all over the world, always with, you know, sometimes yarn-wrapped sticks to strike the strings. And these are just like the hammers on the inside of a piano, only not hooked up to a keyboard. You know, I play one stick in each hand.
Can you play a couple?
Yeah, and I have just this damper pedal.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a reverse damper on a piano.
Now, if you're a regular Saturday Light Brigade listener and not familiar with the Hammered Dulcimer, you now know you've heard it about a million times at the beginning of Little Potato as Malcolm Dowgish plays. It's good to see you, Burr. Sue?
Hi, I'm Sue Powers, and I play the banjo.
That's
a five-string banjo.
It's good to have you here, and you've heard Sue and Jeff with Apple Asia. And Ellie, welcome back. You've got a bag of whistles.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's great to be back, and, you know, just going to play a lot of good tunes. Sue's been writing some incredible songs, mostly about Western Pennsylvania history and heritage, and some of the people who, some of the performers who have voiced those, you know, movements and everything. And it's really, you know, it's great to do music that makes sort of matters and makes a difference to the people that live here and are listening.
Well, as we progress throughout the hour, we'll talk a little bit about gigs, including one you've got at Art All Night, I believe, coming up. Also CDs. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about other projects and music available, such as Apple Asia, and also Ellie's an accomplished author. And we can mention some of those books, too. Sue, can you tell me about the first song and then what you're going to do next?
Okay, this is a new one. It's written, inspired by Ann Feeney.
Oh, before, just a moment, what did you open up with?
Oh, that was Banished Misfortune. It's an Irish jig that we love to play, and a jig that Burr wrote called The Force March. So that was an original instrumental tune.
Excellent. Now, I don't want to interrupt your description of a song inspired by Ann Feeney. Do you want to say more about that?
Well, it's just was something that just came pouring out of me, because Ann and I used to work together, and one of the most fun things was traveling together. And we would travel, and we'd talk about our history playing folk music, because we'd both started really young. And we were often the only women in the room. And so we talked a lot about, you know, the challenges of that, getting started, sometimes being the only girl. So that's what this song is about.
I can't wait to hear it. Here is, again, Devilish Mary.
Take the time to remember all the fun we had resisting. Strike a nerve, get them on their feet. Solidarity forever. And he hits a road with a message to be heard. Up the stairs and on the stage, roadmaps to the glory days. And he hits the road, people's troubadour. Thank you.
We're on the road together, doing what all the boys do, paying the price and then some. I was thinking that I would change, but I'm still someone's old flame, waiting to be perfectly in love. Sand and dirt and window panes, guitar straps and sad refrains. Love is a sad refrain, but we keep wanting more. And it hits the road, people's troubadour, keep us wanting more, with a message to be heard.
What a beautiful song, Resist, for a beautiful person, Ann Feeney. And I still think about Ann just about every day.
I think about her a lot, too.
Yeah, just an incredible person. And traveling with Ann, we had a program where people were calling in and sharing memories about Ann. And while I'm not a musician, so I was not on the road with Ann, I know she had a network of folks to stay with and hang with, and it was pretty incredible as a companion.
Well, I have a quick story. Jeff and I lived in Brooklyn, for quite a while, and I would meet young female musicians getting started in the country music, folk music business. And as they were traveling, they started talking about this older woman who was, and they had a network called the Little Red Hen. And these were women performers. It was like a women's network to help each other.
A tribute to Malvina, right? Not I said the Little Red Hen. And that was one of her songs?
Probably. Yeah. But somehow it turned out that the mother hen, the big red hen, was Ann. And I said, well, I know Ann. And they're like, you do?
Wow.
And it was funny that her influence traveled so far. She helped so many people.
We sometimes, it's true in so many walks of life, people that are local to our own community, we don't realize how their influence spreads. I want to turn to Ellie for a second. I'm hoping you have a sense of when you're going to be playing today. So if folks want to come and hear you, you're going to be at Art All Night, right?
I think it's 7 o'clock, and they're just half-hour slots, so you got to come in. But there's an incredible amount of music. Our old friend Charlie Anderson is going to be there before us, I think. And there's all kinds of art, and it just kind of goes on. And just it's a old warehouse there, number 6, 30th Street. Lower Lawrenceville, upper end of the strip, and just come on down.
Yeah, Art All Night is going to go on all day and all night. Seeing you at 7 o'clock, right? I want to be sure you get a chance to do that. And Devilish Mary does have some recordings available. And is the best way devilishmary.com, I'm guessing?
Yeah, and I think it's on CD Baby as well. Is it still?
Well, CD Baby seems to be shifting and changing, so you can find it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Go to the devilishmary.com website, and there's an email there. You can just, say, we want your CDs, and we'll respond to you, and we'll get them out there.
Yeah, and that's the best way, I think, to do it. You can get a physical product, physical artifact, and also support the musicians. Devilish Mary, you'll probably find it even if you just Google it spelled wrong. But Mary is in Merry Christmas. Like it's a dichotomy, devilish and well, I guess it, who. Well, how did this? The name is the song, right?
Yeah, there's a song called Devilish Mary, who, was, I guess, a cantankerous wife.
So we've got.
Weren't really into the song or the lyrics. Well, you did.
It's a good song. There is no Mary in the band, and she'd be devilish. Well, there was no Little Red Hen either, really. But
it's supposed to be a secret.
Well, look, it's devilish, Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, .com. And there's a lot of pictures you can look at and a few CDs available. Well, oh, hello to Bruce. He wanted to know if you were live or not. Bruce Mountjoy is listening. And I said, yes, they are live. And that must mean you sound incredibly good, which I'm sure you do. I mean, you sound good always, but I mean, the sound must be good as well. He wanted to know if you were recording. And I said, no, that they're not. Sue, what's next?
We're going to feature Jeff on the lap dulcimer. And this is, which mic do I use? But it's an O'Carolan 17th century Irish tune. So it sounds almost classical. It's called Blind Mary. And then we'll, in our medley, we flow into an Alifarka Touré tune from West Africa, from Mali, Soye. And we'll finish up with a West Virginia fiddle tune, Elzik's Farewell.
How nice. So we're going to hear take a little bit of a cultural trip here with this next selection, this medley. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. Once again, here's Devilish Mary. Thank you. We like to get every last note. That's Devilish Mary. Charlie Anderson writes that you guys sound great. He's listening in Morningside. He is on at 7 tonight, and you'll be on immediately thereafter at 7:30. So thank you, Charlie. But what a great opportunity to see and hear both. Also, Ron Berlin writes to note how much he enjoyed the song about Aunt Feeney. For those of you, as you're listening, you may not know that that is Anne's dear friend and husband and father of her two wonderful children. I've made my way to the wrong side of the circle. I wanted to talk to Jeff, and it's nice, though. It's a circle. I could just come around. Don't worry. We're not going to talk for the rest of the hour. We'll get more music in, because Jeff and I, when we get yakking, I mean.
We'll be here all day.
Here's what I was thinking as I was listening to that great medley, is I've known you guys, you all, for a long, long time, and hammer dulcimer, lap dulcimer, whistles, and a banjo, fiddle. It's not exactly a spec for a particular band, or this is, and so, you know, I never really thought about it until just a moment ago. You guys had to figure that out, how to blend these instruments. It's not like there's another lineup like that. Maybe there's one, but it's not like there can't be that many, right? How did this all come together?
Well, I'm the newest member of the band. I've only been playing with the band for, 20 years? These guys all played together for a long time and originally had a guitar player. And I just, by the process of osmosis, was drawn into the band. And I basically needed to figure out how to kind of fill the role of the guitar player and, you know, just fit into the sound of the band, which was a great challenge for me. You know, Burr's instrument and mine are both called dulcimers. They have nothing to do with each other. There's no similarity in any way, really. But it's an interesting combination. You don't hear a lot of mountain dulcimer in string band music. You don't hear a lot of hammer dulcimer in string band music, you know, except when people make the situations for themselves. Most people don't ask a dulcimer player to come and play in their string band because for many reasons, part of which is it's got a very delicate sound and they're very hard to hear when you get a bunch of other instruments pounding away. So it's really taken on a whole life where everyone has had to, it's not just us with our instruments, but everyone else has had to consider how to get these instruments to blend together. And it's been a wonderful journey trying to make that happen. You're right, there's not a whole lot of precedent for it. There's probably more bands from England and France that have used these instruments more. Steel Ice Band certainly used this. Fairport Convention used the dulcimer a lot. The French band Malicorne, you know, used the dulcimer as a big part of the drone in what they do. And that's one thing that's particular to the two different dulcimers is that they tend to drone really well. You know, the hammer dulcimer, the strings tend to ring a lot if you don't have that dampening pedal, and it's something that you have to consider. The dulcimer, its whole history is about being a drone instrument, and only in the last 30 years or so has it become more of a chordal instrument. Should I stop now?
You're doing just fine. I want to know where you were at 6 a.m. I could have used you. It's like a symphony, really, because I was listening really intently on those songs, and I was thinking, well, it's kind of like a little jazz improv, maybe, but also very symphonic in that everything is combined. I mean, I think it would be fun to listen to each part, but I think it's much more fun to listen to how it all comes together.
The parts always change.
So I'm playing a lot of like laying in with what the guitar would do and adding to that drone accompaniment. But I also am playing harmony, and I'm also playing melody. And you listen to the middle of it, the middle of the piece. And what does it need? And you do what it needs, because you're an ensemble player. And the whole sound is what matters.
That has to take a lot of concentration, I would think.
Meditation.
Yeah, and a lot of experience. I'm walking around to make sure we can hear all of you.
I think this is, it's a constant work in progress, but we work on trying to play as a team. And it's almost like there's a secret player in the center who isn't here, but they're here, and we're relating to them. That's the band as a whole. We're relating to the whole, but we're relating to each other. And it's all about listening and being in the moment.
Because it's basically a basic melody and rhythm that we are always constantly improvising on. So I couldn't tell you exactly what I'm going to do on any piece. I know where I'm going to come in, maybe in a basic framework, but from that, I don't know. It's risky.
Yeah, it's something. Bird, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, what Jeff was talking about, we recently participated in a string band summit at East Tennessee State University, and we wrote a proposal, dulcimers and string band music, and it was unique enough that they brought us down there. And, you know, we talked, like Jeff and I, about our dulcimers. People brought their instruments and played together. It was a great event. The first time they have a program there that's the oldest in bluegrass, old time, and now Irish and Scottish music. But the Pittsburgh community that we grew out of back in the day, I want to thank, because you've always been so supportive of the directions that we took then and the new directions we've taken in the last 10, 20 years.
Who was the woman, her name escapes me, but she was sort of Mrs., the queen of lap dulcimer. Oh, she gave, I'm thinking locally. She often helped with Vivian Richmond, but there was a woman who... Who's that?
Linda Fitzpatrick.
Might be Linda Fitzpatrick, but she had cardboard dulcimers she would make available. She wanted everybody to learn how to play the dulcimer. Her name, it's going to come back to me. And then if you really liked it, you would gradually move up the scale of yes to wood. Yeah, from cardboard to wood. Is there anything you wanted to add, Ellie?
Well, basically, you know, when we came around in the 70s, this Devilish Mary is formed from... two old-time groups and then an Irish group. And what had happened is everybody had been learning those British Isles and Appalachian traditions and bluegrass and stuff. At first, you concentrate on learning the tradition, absolutely as it is, note for note. And then because we're all Americans, we just can't help just experimenting. And when you start combining, there's movements like the Chieftains and Bothy Band groups that started really focusing on the textures of music, not just the tunes. And not just replicating what had been done before on records or anything, but really creating new ways to express the music. And that's really kind of what we grew out of, and we have not stopped. It's been 44 years, really. It's, you know, just going to keep going until the last one of us is, you know, doing it.
Well, and it's still innovative. By the way, Dorothy Buchanan is who I was trying to think of. That just popped into my... Isn't it funny? You all know, being of the same age I am, I didn't look it up. It just suddenly popped into my head as you were talking. But you remember Dorothy Buchanan was like the Johnny or Jenny, let's say Appleseed, of dulcimer. She loved to... I don't know if you knew her, Jeff. Yeah, she was something else.
That's how the music lives, really, is through innovation. I mean, we still know all these tunes. We just learned a bunch for this weekend of traditional tunes. But then you've got to simply express them and keep them growing, because that's what people have been doing in these idioms for the last 400 years. So we're going to keep doing it.
Ellie, while I'm standing near you, can you just mention your latest books? Because people need to know about the writing you're doing, if you would be so kind.
Well, actually, started doing a lot of educational playwriting, working with Prime Stage Theater that does great educational theater performance here, and they just commissioned me to write a play for the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh, which I just completed a couple nights ago.
We talked about that this morning. Is that the play that...
This weekend it's The White Rose by James DeVita. That's already done. The play I'm doing is going to be done in 2023, and it's based on a book, a memoir of a Holocaust survivor here in Pittsburgh, Melvin Goldman, written by his daughter, Lee Goldman Keichel. And it's going to be pretty exciting, so look for it next year. And again, it's a way of just making history that we all know from newsreels or history books, making it really live through a person, which is what he did. And that's kind of what live theater does and Prime Stage does.
Yeah, and well, and your books are a glorious way to make history more accessible and interesting. And although that's not why we're assembled today, I wanted to mention that. Now I'm going to turn back to Sue and
do another new song. There, this was written probably when we started to have to work from home, and all of a sudden. Our kids, you know, coming home from college because they had to leave. And all of a sudden, we're all back home again. And then they had to leave. So it's really a song about your children leaving.
As you listen to Devilish Mary, listen for those instrumental blendings along with the words and how it all comes together. If you're able to... close your eyes, not if you're driving, and try to imagine what you're listening. Here again, what you're listening to. Here again is Devilish Mary.
Fall. This tune is called Fall. Almost grown. How hard it is to be alone. You're almost grown. Just what you're thinking never shows. Divide so wide I cannot cross. A thousand waterfalls are not enough, and they will fall, 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 till they find someone to shelter, and they will fall, 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 fall. Till they find someone. You're almost grown. You've got a mind of your own. Now you're almost grown. And I've got a mind. Just let go. Feel like you'd want to save the child, but they really don't need saving. And they will fall, 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 till they find someone to shelter. Someone. almost grown. And you want to see what others see. Now you're almost grown. Don't have to take more than you need. Every single beating heart feels a moving part across the water. And they will fall, 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 till they find someone to shelter. And they will fall, 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 till they find someone.
Devilish Mary, and a song full of emotions, lyrically and musically, some flutter, some sadness, some joy. It's, wow, what a great song.
When you see your children helping other people, taking care of other people, it's a great feeling.
Really a beautiful song. Thanks to Chad Green, too, for sound this morning, getting everybody in a circle, and the mix sounds great. Alexis Thompson is driving the bus over there. Ricky's doing something as well. And devilishmary.com is where you should go to get recordings and learn more about where the band is. We have about 6 minutes of radio time, which, depending on what you're going to do, could be a medley. It could be a couple songs. That's why I'm negotiating out loud here. I want to be sure.
Yeah.
So this
good old-time music, a little hoedown music. Get yourselves out dancing out there.
So would this be a medley of those two?
Yeah.
In that case, it's time for me to say thank you for being here. Not so I can get my dancing shoes, but so I can make sure we end on time. I want to thank all of our other guests today, too, and have you play us out. And you're the first group to be in here since the space has really been completely done. So thank you for helping us consecrate the space. I couldn't think of a better group
that.
To do it.
It really is a great space.
Oh, thank you. Here again, Devilish Mary.
Yeah, you could have a dance in here. I mean, why not? Next time we'll bring in our Devilish Mary dancers.
We'll do that. We'll get some plywood, too.
Carpet dancing.
Devilish Mary here at the Saturday Light Brigade, along with our thanks. I don't know if you're able to hear me or not, but Larry in Chicago just wrote a second ago, and he mentioned that he and Van are walking their way through Millennium Park in Chicago with their phone turned way up, attracting eavesdroppers and getting thumbs up as they hear Devilish Mary in Chicago listening in Millennium Park. Thanks. Look for them at devilishmary.com, and also look for them along with Charlie Anderson, 7 and 7:30 tonight at Art All Night. Thanks to all of our guests today, Dr. Lauren Barnes, father of the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh, talking about Yom HaShoah and the legacy of the White Rose. Brian Junker, previewing the aforementioned Art All Night. Lauren Palomara from Communitopia, talking about the Youth Climate Action Summit. Also, Colorblind Coding, and our Scholastic writers, Madeira, Lila, Josie, all of them today doing... today, Dr. Lauren Barnes, father of the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh, talking about Yom HaShoah and the legacy of the White Rose. Brian Junker, previewing the aforementioned Art All Night. Lauren Palomara from Communitopia, talking about the Youth Climate Action Summit. Also, Colorblind Coding, and our Scholastic writers, Madeira, Lila, Josie, all of them today doing such a great job. Also Hadley, lest we forget. And again, thanks to Devilish Mary. We'll meet you here next week. I hope you'll be with us. Join us for the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Radio, McKee Sports.
Feature story news in San Francisco. I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at the week's top stories. We begin in Washington, D.C. On Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden announced a fresh package of weapons and aid for Ukraine in an attempt to reinforce the country's forces battling against the Russian invasion. In an address from the White House, President Biden warned that Ukraine is facing a critical window as Russia launches an offensive in the east. Here's U.S. correspondent Benji Heyer.
You're listening to excerpts from the Saturday Light Brigade, a Pittsburgh-based radio program hosted by Larry Berger that features acoustic music, interviews, and live performances. If you're enjoying what you hear, please consider making a donation.
McKee Sport, a service of TubeCityOnline.com. It's 12 o'clock.
Hello! Your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of that? Yes, you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me? Oh,
Walking out that door. Please. Oh, shut up, pervert. Walking out that door.
The Temptations getting us started on the Radio 9 Extravaganza. Is it even Radio 9 if we're not on WRCT? I'm not sure. I know this much. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your psalm a swig, your cum laude, the graduate of the Shedwick Institute of Group Forkology, Jay Thurber, at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put your move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until 3 o'clock. And the full-time request line is open here at the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Looking for sunny skies today with a high of 45. Right now in downtown McKeesport, we're at 39 WMCK degrees.
WMCK.